50 years ago, a documentary came out that shook up the medium. Titicut Follies depicted life in a Massachusetts hospital for the criminally insane. It launched filmmaker Frederick Wiseman's Oscar-winning career. Now it's back as a ballet. Its New York premiere is tonight. Minnesota Public Radio's Ewan Kerr has more.
The documentary opens with a variety show that gives Titicut Follies its title. It's unsettling, as is most of the film. In 1966, Bridgewater State Hospital gave Frederick Wiseman unprecedented access. He captured uncaring staff herding patients, often heavily drugged and naked, through bare rooms and corridors. Yet Wiseman says there was something he always kept in mind.
The inmates at Bridgewater were treated very badly, by and large. But many of them had committed the most outrageous crimes imaginable.
These were murderers, child abusers, even cannibals. The state of Massachusetts sued to have Titicut Follies banned, arguing the film invaded inmates' privacy. Wiseman countered that he had permission from the hospital and the patients' families. Eventually, a judge ruled Titicut Follies could only be shown for educational purposes. That restriction remained in effect for more than 20 years. So how did this grim story become a ballet? Wiseman saw something when he was filming more than 50 years ago.
One can't help but notice some of the gestures and physical movements of people who are psychotic.
He's also a ballet fan. He's made two movies about the form, but he says it worried him that all the productions he's seen on stage were basically about relationships.
Men, women, men, men, women, women. And I realized that I wasn't seeing ballets that dealt with all the other things that were going on in the world.
So when the Center for Ballet and the Arts at New York University asked him to create a dance based on one of his films, he immediately chose Titicut Follies. But it obviously presented a challenge.
How to present something ugly within the framework of a form that's inherently beautiful when it's done right.
For help, he turned to choreographer James Sewell.
As much as we can kind of keep a flow, they'll help me get the sense. I'm going to get back from it.
In a rehearsal studio in Minneapolis, Sewell is creating movement for a strip search scene. For the past 3 years, Wiseman, now 87, has made regular trips to Minneapolis to work with Sewell.
Are we okay with the overtone that the doctor kind of abusing the patient with that little bit salacious?
I think has the term being true.
The two have grappled with how to turn the tics and gestures of psychotic patients and their brutal treatment into the movements of classical ballet, says Sewell.
It has to tread to some place that gets us to the place where we're cringing a little bit. But I have to find a way to do that with the beauty of movement, that's kind of the sugar that helps the medicine go down.
So he drew on such classical ballets as Giselle and La Bayadere, and he had his dancers watch the documentary.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
In one unforgettable scene, a naked inmate called Jim is taunted by guards.
What'd you say?
I thought I liked
Clinton!
Oh,
what?
The dancer who portrays the patient is Myron Johnson. He founded the Minneapolis company Ballet of the Dolls, which for 18 years created edgy classical productions. But 3 years ago, Johnson suffered a nervous breakdown and says he spent months in a psychiatric hospital.
So I know what a taboo subject mental health can be, so I was like, awesome, make a ballet about it and get people talking.
Raising questions about how society deals with mental illnesses is important for choreographer James Sewell. But filmmaker Frederick Wiseman sees it differently.
The impetus for the ballet is not to affect social change, but to make as good a ballet as one can with the material, as I try to make as good a movie as I can with the material. And then the use or the consequences of the work is out of your hands.
Intentional or not, Frederick Wiseman has affected social change through his films. Now, the ballet version of Titicut Follies will give audiences a different way of seeing the people Wiseman captured in his documentary 50 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Ewan Kerr in Minneapolis.